Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me once again on The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Today, we're going to be talking about getting clear for 2021. Without question, 2020 has been a truly remarkable and unexpected kind of year, filled with the kind of trauma that you tend to find in horror movies or different kinds of movies, almost like you were in an Alfred Hitchcock movie or a Twilight Zone episode with Rod Serling. It has been quite surreal, and it's been hard for some people to wrap their minds around the reality of the pandemic and the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Conspiracy theorists abound, and you have people touting and shouting about their rights. They're calling this a hoax. But in my opinion, and not just my opinion, the facts are the facts, especially when it hits close to home. When people you know die from a disease this pandemic, then you know as much more than any hoax. And it's been a disturbing time, but it's also been a time for people to reflect. Personally, the pandemic, while frustrating, doesn't make me focus on my rights because, as some of you may know my story, I am no stranger to pain and long-term pain. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. So today I want to talk about getting clear and staying clear, especially as we move in to 2021. Don't make any assumptions about the year. Just prepare your mind. Don't assume because this was, in many people's estimation, a horrific year. Don't kid yourself and think that 2021 can't be worse. We don't know the future, so we need not pretend that we do. But what we can do, we can prepare our minds and we can focus on the future and prepare ourselves to be people of integrity and to be people of strength. Do you remember the drug AZT in the movie Limitless? I remember the first time I saw that movie thinking to myself, oh, how nice it would be to be able to take that clear pill and not be high, but clear. To have your objectives just laid out in front of you like a map. Most of us understand what uncertainty feels like. I dare say all of us, but there are always the arrogant few among us who always have it together. I'm not talking to them. I'm not talking about them. I'm speaking to those among us who keep it real, who keep it 100. Once again, without a doubt, 2020 has given many of us more than we bargained for. When it comes to what we expected to see from life in 2020, for whatever reason, it seemed to be such a hopeful number, 2020, as in 2020 vision and all that that entails and all of that can mean to us, vision. And when we think of vision, we think about being able to see. We think about seeing things we want to see. But to be sure, we have seen things that we didn't want to see. We have seen things we couldn't imagine you would see, not just here in America, but all around the world. No one has been left unaffected, even if they pretend to be. More personal anguish than we imagine. For a year, multitudes thought would be a year of accelerated vision and clarity. We weren't prepared for the horror. We didn't know that we had purchased the golden ticket for the freak show of the new millennium. Nightmares as yet unimagined wafted into our lives in real time. The unseen death lurking everywhere, entering as uninvited guests for those who refuse to heed the advice of medical professionals. The restrictions that ensued were not a punishment, but a safeguard against the advancement of a very real, truly deadly pandemic. It's odd that some thought that the Constitution was enough to inoculate them from COVID's icy grip. As if knowing your rights as an American would be like an invisible armor warding off the effects of the disease. Well, here's a side note. One of the biggest problems in America is her citizens' myopic focus on rights, entitlements, and privileges. It's no surprise that we have a Statue of Liberty, but no monument of obligations and responsibilities. We have not been unclear about what our rights are, but few of us are in touch and clear about our obligations and duties. Obligation and duty is just as important as rights and freedom. You see, you can't eat dessert all day long and expect your body to function as it should. A balanced diet of nutritional food and the occasional snack or guilty pleasure is paramount to optimal health. I'm going to switch gears and share this with you, something a bit of an observation as it relates to clarity. I had the unexpected experience of watching a panel of, shall we say, thought leaders and thinkers who I shall leave unnamed, but they were put to the test concerning the value of their brand. They were put to the test regarding whether or not they had clarity regarding the significance of the brand, the uniqueness of it. To say the least, I was both shocked and embarrassed for them, as many could not articulate the uniqueness of what they had to offer in the marketplace. It's amazing how many people there are in the marketplace like them who don't understand why few people are buying what they're selling. Well, I'll tell you why. Uncertainty stinks. The lack of clarity stinks. It's the smell of fear in the face of adversity. It's discovering that your guide has never hiked the hills he's leading you through. Lack of clarity is more, far more, than problematic. It's downright deadly in every sense of the word. Well, right now I'm going to talk about 10 ways to get clear for the new year. 10 ways to get clear for the new year. Because I know there are those of you that lack clarity, because there's so much confusion and chaos going on in the world and in your personal world. Well, allow me for a few moments to be the voice of reason. Number one, and we'll call it rule number one. Clarity begins with high quality character. Character consists of a series of personal attributes that govern your decision making because of who and what you have decided to become, regardless of your circumstances. I'll give you an example, or maybe two. Some men and women grow up in abusive and neglectful situations and make a decision that they will treat others the same exact way they were treated. They will be harsh. They will be mean. They will be evil, abusive, and neglectful. Conversely, a different set of individuals facing the same circumstances make a choice to never treat anyone in an inhumane way. It's all about choices, my friends. It's true what many great thinkers have said. Life isn't about what happens to you, because the rain falls on the just and the unjust, as the Bible has said. But life is about what you do about what happens to you. Once again, life isn't about what happens to you. Life is about what you do about what happens to you. So you take that into consideration. Number two on the road to clarity: take time every day to be quiet. It helps to focus the mind, the spirit, and the body. Number three, take care of your health. Nothing will destroy your future like poor health, and nothing will blind you from clarity like poor health and pain. You see, poor health and pain demand so much of your attention that I'll tell you right now, it is very difficult to be clear about the kind of future you want to carve out. Because when you're in pain, it's very hard to think about or even see your future. The body, mind, and spirit work in concert, for real. That's not just a cliche. These components work together, so it is paramount. It is very important that they work in concert and that you do your very level best to manage all of it properly. Pay attention to pain as well as the joy, because joy is an indicator just as pain is. But don't forget the joy. The joy lets you know that things are on track. The pain is to get your attention. Pain is a good thing because it serves as an alarm system to address systemic issues inside your body. If you didn't have a headache, you wouldn't take time to stop to consider what could be going on or going wrong, not just inside your head, but in your body, because a headache is an indication that something needs to be addressed. Number four, quietly withdraw from people who have no goals for advancement and people who stay in some form of drama all the time. Trust me when I tell you that that is not going to help your quest for clarity. Number five, be impeccable with your commitments and your deeds. Don't overcommit. Consider what is being asked of you and force yourself not to think in a vacuum. I have done that in the past so many times where someone someone would ask me something and I didn't consider all the other factors connected to it, but I just thought of it as an isolated incident. I'm thinking, oh, sure, that's no problem. But I didn't think about the time, the stress, the if I was feeling fatigued. I didn't factor in any of those variables into the equation. And when you don't do that, you end up having to backtrack and perhaps even be seen as a person that doesn't act with integrity. So you want to make sure that you don't overcommit, that you consider what is before you give an answer in the affirmative. Once again, don't think in a vacuum and consider all the potential factors that will allow you to either say, yes, I can, or withdraw gracefully with, I'm sorry, I cannot. It is your right to say either of those answers. Number 6, recognize and acknowledge God. Take a firm grasp of the concept, my friend, that you did not create this place we all call Earth, and that we are invited guests and not gods. I'll say that again. We are invited guests and not gods. I suspect that on a planet of your creation, a lot of people would find themselves off-world. Number 7, gratitude. Make it your default attitude. It refreshes the souls of others to be around someone who exudes genuine gratitude and appreciation for the gifts he or she has received in this life. Number 8, I think all of you are going to enjoy this one. Play cricket, play basketball, swim, jog, do what makes you feel good. Play, have fun, enjoy yourself. Play with your kids, play with your family. Play a board game, play Monopoly, play Connect Four, play Uno, play Spades. But by all means, play. You see, play releases stress and excites your creative nature. Play makes you feel free and clear. And clarity, my friends, is what we're going for in 2021. It's good to prepare now so that you can have a plan for whatever may come your way in 2021. It very well may be that bed of roses we've all been looking for in a time to be at ease. But if 2020 has taught us nothing else, it is to be ready for anything. And I've heard the saying, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. If you're clear, you'll always be ready. Number 9, don't take yourself too seriously. Learn to laugh at yourself and to own your imperfections as they also shape who and what you are. They let you know who you are and who you are not. Do you know who you are not? That's important too, because many of us are pretending to be someone that we are not. We are not being our authentic selves. We are being who we think people want us to be. Or sometimes we become the person that we think is going to earn us the most money.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important. And clean their credit. Because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year and we kind of get them back together and they go on.
So Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction right when we donate it.
Nope. Not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bill, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
No working woman should be homeless. Find out how you can help at BethlehemHouse.org. And remember, the year's drawing to a close quickly. Isn't that something? The last few months of the year and we're already here. Well, I'm sure some of you are glad to see 2020 on its way. But there is a benefit to be had by you by donating your car to Charity Motors. And even if you don't have a car, you can make a donation because guess what? The needs never stop. Find out more about Charity Motors at charitymotors.org. Charitymotors.org. Yes.
Get us the most fame, the most attention, whatever that is. But don't be that person. Be who you are. It's a lot more fun and it's a lot easier. And it's very easy to remain clear when you know who you are and who you are not. Number 10. The last one for this list, number 10, remember your mortality. My friends, let us live in the fullness of the brightness of the sun. For as sure as sunrise, sunset finds us all. This truth will allow you to be both clear and act with urgency. Sometimes we have things we want to do, but we put it off, and for whatever reason, we think we have more time. The clock is always on us, and the clock is always against us. You have time, but you don't have all the time in the world. You see, each of us are born with an expiration date. We don't know when that is. That's why it's so important to live with great clarity, to live truthfully, and to be who you are, so that the kind of legacy you leave will give you at least, if not completely, a taste of immortality by your legacy. Well, it has been outstanding, my friends, to have this time with you, and I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that we spend together, the time that you choose to listen to me on Bashani Radio app. I count it a privilege to be a part of the Bashani Radio app family. It's an awesome experience. I want to greet my friends in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, as well as my listeners here in the U.S. and around the world. Thank you all for tuning in. Well, guess what? I've got a special gift for you. Connect with me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram, at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram. And you know, I've told you before why it's Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. because there's more than one person calling themselves Bob Ivory. And that's their parents. You know, the parents did that, and there's nothing I can do about that. So if you want to connect with me, it's at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram. Connect with me on Facebook, if you will. But I've got a free audio book that I want to give to you completely free of charge. I want you to have it. But I only want you to have it if you reach out and say, send one to me, Bob Ivory of the Spectrum. Send me one. I'd like to have that. No mailing, just a nice free download. Well, my friends, I think you know what's coming next as we wrap this up. You know that I want you to go out there and have a fantastic day on purpose. And you know I mean that. Be well, my friends. My friends here in the U.S., happy holidays. Be safe and be clear. Bye for now.
Before your face, I need your grace for me to seek your face.
Some of the love that you give to me, some of the way that you set my soul free.
It's about the way.
It's about the love.
Set my soul free.
It's about the love that you give to me.
It's the love that you give. You hung on a cross with a crown of thorns. You did it so I could be reborn, even though your name I didn't know. So in return I give to you my heart, my soul belong to you. Said I'm gonna do what...
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.